Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, leaked documents from the Department of Homeland Security show that ICE agents are beginning to struggle in their terror campaign against people across the country. This is due to a loss of morale and a lack of volunteers to even head to these cities because they know they are the bad guys. They know that they are stepping into communities where they are not welcome to commit acts of terror against both citizens and non-citizens alike. First of all, you shouldn't commit acts of terror against anybody, but we were promised that ICE was going to target the worst of the worst, or the criminals, thugs on the streets. Well, guess what? The criminal thugs on the streets seem to have a badge and a gun and seem to have supposed immunity, according to J.D. Vance. This is why, as Ken Klippenstein reports, leaked documents show that Border Patrol needs more volunteers for their Minneapolis surge. The desperation coming from the Department of Homeland Security indicates a massive loss of morale because these ICE agents don't want to go. They don't want to show up. They know that they are the bad guys, and therefore it is logical to treat them as such. I will show you videos in this video, and I have shown you in prior reports that I've done, just video after video of ICE agents grabbing people, breaking people's ribs, throwing them to the ground, pepper spraying elderly people, kicking down doors, and now they're breaking the windows, smashing the windows of U.S. citizens. We're going to break all of this down. If you appreciate the work of independent media, all that I ask is that you drop a like below. Make sure you're subscribed. It genuinely helps boost the video. So thank you all. And before we dig into this article from Ken Klippenstein, I want to show you what's happened throughout the day because ICE is going through some internal collapse. Donald Trump bit off more than ICE could chew, or you could say ICE flew too close to the sun like Icarus. Now they are getting burned. We woke up this morning to learn that DOJ resignations happened en masse over our worst fears in the Rene Goode shooting. Justice officials are trying to insulate Jonathan Ross from accountability, and four senior career people couldn't take it anymore. This came from the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, the division that is dedicated to protecting U.S. citizens. But I made a video about this earlier. And after I made that video, we learned more mass resignations happened, this time at the Minnesota U.S. Attorney's Office. At least six attorneys who have left the attorney's office, including Joe Thompson, are mad about this investigation. Joe Thompson is the one who took the lead in prosecuting fraud in Minnesota. So the Republicans who have been whining and crying about fraud just ran off the one guy. Well, there's many people that have been working, but the one guy that was leading the charge on fraud, because he's like, what the hell? We can't just stop the investigation into Jonathan Ross because it's not convenient for us. That is fundamentally un-American. Now, before we get to the leaked documents, there was then this really interesting story that popped up in my feed from Laura Jadid. She's doing some great work. She said, a few months ago, ICE hired me. I didn't sign and submit any paperwork. I'm really outspoken about my opinion of the Trump admin, and I am extremely Googleable. And yet, there it was, in plain English, welcome to ICE. As Jeremiah points out, this person failed the drug test, is openly an online leftist who just hates ICE online, which is fine, of course, that's great. But she applied for the job with posts about how much she hated ICE, does drugs. She didn't even finish the paperwork. She filled things out completely wrong, and they still let her in. It says, this is an extraordinary story. ICE is doing zero background checks on their applicants. The author got hired officially at ICE despite being a prominent online lefty with followers online, failing a drug test, not even completing the paperwork. ICE has no idea who it is that they're hiring. This means that they're not even doing a simple Google search to find out who this person is, who anyone is that they are hiring. And this loops perfectly back to the leaked article showing, the leaked report showing that they are desperate for personnel. So they are so desperate that they're allowing any easily radicalized people to hop in. I'm not talking about this person. I'm talking about radicalized far-right, Proud Boy militia types who just want any excuse to throw on a badge are now being sent into cities, blue cities, with masks on. We have videos of them saying, like, F off with this liberal bullshit. ICE agents are saying that they don't care about liberal BS. Today at 34 and Park in Minneapolis, a woman tried to drive down the street where a protest had broken out, and this video that I'm about to play perfectly proves everything we've talked about thus far and will continue to talk about. In this video, you see undertrained ICE agents that are likely ideologically motivated, who likely didn't have any sort of background check whatsoever and were just plucked right off of the streets. Take a look at this video. I'm going to show you the most pertinent parts because there's just a lot of screaming and cussing and honking and whistleblowing. So some of these videos begin to really hurt the ears, especially if you're watching on a TV or headphones. So I'm going to play some of this for you. But today, a woman tried to drive down the street when a protest had broken out in front of a home ICE was raiding. She had a doctor appointment to get to, she claimed. ICE agents then busted out her windows, cut off her seatbelt, and pulled her out before arresting her on her way to the doctor's appointment that she was trying to get to.
Back the fuck up!
Man, it must suck to be an ICE agent, as it should. Now, of course, I have no empathy. It sucks even more to be somebody who is being taken out of their home or picked up on the way to work or picked up on the way to court. But I'm just thinking about the point of view of an ICE agent. Everywhere you go, everybody effing hates you, no matter where it's your hotel, when you're trying to sleep at night, when you're terrorizing U.S. citizens. I mean, these people are truly just the worst of the worst scumbags. And that is why morale is being lowered. Let me go back to this video. She said she's disabled and her doctor is right nearby that she's trying to get to. That's why she wasn't moving. They cut off her seatbelt, pull her out. I just can't believe what I'm witnessing. I really do not appreciate the anti-American thugs that are walking through our streets. And this brings us back around to how desperate they are, which is good. I mean, when I go, the first image is Greg Bovino looking like Sergeant Lockjaw slash an SS agent back in World War II. They very clearly are trying to act or at least embrace the Nazi aesthetic. But in the wake of an ICE officer's killing of Renee Good, reports Ken Klippenstein, the Department of Homeland Security is rolling out Operation Metro Surge, flooding Minneapolis with hundreds of additional federal agents, only to realize it doesn't actually have the confidence to match the bravado. It bit off more than it could chew. While Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem and others in the admin preen about justifying last week's shooting, the DHS is privately divided and hesitant about the latest deployments. According to documents leaked to Ken, not only is the department seeking volunteers for the apparently unpopular mission, it is urging its agents to maintain a low profile and comply with the use of force policies. It says, be mindful of OPSEC and officer safety. Do not wear your uniform or any piece of your uniform when entering or exiting your hotel. Do not display any Border Patrol insignia on your belongings. Do not divulge meeting, staging, or operating locations. Always employ situational awareness. Turn off your location settings. They are truly, truly paranoid. On Friday, DHS sought volunteers to deploy to Minneapolis, in part due to opposition within the ranks, according to Border Patrol agents and other Homeland Security workers. Quote, please begin canvassing your personnel for volunteers, a memo sent out said. The memo outlines a request for 300 additional personnel. A Border Patrol agent familiar with the discussion said the volunteer push reflects real unease in the ranks about the shooting of Renee Nicole Good. Real unease, not only in the ranks of ICE officials, but also in the DOJ, in the Criminal Rights Division. Not only in the DOJ, but even in the Minneapolis Attorney's Office. They are all resigning and revolting. Asked about the hunt for volunteers, DHS did not respond for comment. Quote, there might be some immature knuckleheads who think they are out there trying to capture Nicolas Maduro, but most field officers see a clear need for de-escalation, said a high-level career official, that's not what I'm seeing on camera, there is a genuine fear that ICE's heavy-handedness and the rhetoric from Washington is more creating a condition where the officers' lives are in danger. And this is the real crux of the issue. Donald Trump is making the country less safe, not only for U.S. citizens, not only for non-citizens, but even law enforcement officers. I'm not just talking about ICE agents. I'm talking about the actual cops in Minneapolis and other areas. There are many reports, even coming directly from the chief of Minneapolis, and the sheriffs across the counties, they're saying ICE is making their job harder. ICE is barging in their communities with tags that say police, confusing people and undermining trust. And to add on to that, Donald Trump's rhetoric, Stephen Miller's rhetoric, Caroline Leavitt's rhetoric, J.D. Vance's rhetoric inflames tension so much so that it makes ICE officers in more danger. It puts them in more danger. It's cyclical, and it's funny that it's the admin causing a lot of this danger. The senior DHS official adds that an increasing number of Homeland Security workers are concerned about the public backlash. The claim is that recruiting is up, but there is also a dread that the gung-ho types that ICE and Border Patrol are bringing in have a propensity towards confrontation and even violence. Today, Border Patrol Tactical Commander Greg Bovino circulated a legal refresher for agents in the field on the use of force. Oh, so they actually try to refresh on the use of force and proportionality? This is not a move that screams certainty about their conduct. This guy up here sent out a memo that was like, guys, we're beginning to look kind of bad on camera. Maybe we shouldn't be cracking the ribs of 79-year-olds. But to continue, it's a legal refresher on use of force. I'm so glad that ICE agents have to get like law 101 lessons. Like Micah Irfan, who's a law student and works for us, he's probably way more advanced on use of force and the U.S. Code 18111 than any sort of ICE agent. Lord have mercy. Quote, it sounds like they're entering a war zone, says senior intelligence officials who have been involved in discussions about the calming of waters around ICE deployments. Telling a bunch of 20-somethings to be prepared for war and terrorism creates the very condition officials are cautioning about. Just a beautiful point. When Stephen Miller and Donald Trump are claiming that these ICE agents are heading into a domestic terrorist situation and they have to arrest domestic terrorists, of course they're going to come with a disproportionate use of force. I'm going to leave it there. If you want to check out this article, you can find it below. I love you all and peace out.